This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The Senate is holding a special Saturday session as they hurry to complete a housing rescue bill. The legislation passed the House on Wednesday. It provides government support to help prop up the finances of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the giant mortgage enterprises. The bill also provides $300 billion in loan guarantees to encourage lenders to refinance mortgages for homeowners who are in danger of losing their homes. NPR's John Itzty joins us. John, thanks for being with us.
Pleasure to be here, Scott.
We got more bad news on the mortgage front on Friday. The company Realty Track says that foreclosure filings have doubled from the same time last year. 740,000 homes are currently at some stage of foreclosure. Now, how would this bill help?
First of all, it's a voluntary program. But for lenders who agree to participate, the bill requires them to refinance the troubled mortgage at just 90% of the current value of the house. Now, that's likely to represent a big loss since housing prices have fallen 10% or more in most areas.
So what's the incentive for the lender to take such a loss?
Well, there are a couple of things. First, going through foreclosure would likely mean even bigger losses. And second, and I think this is the most important, the new loan would be backed by a government guarantee. The problem is that there are a number of obstacles, and a couple of them have to do with the complex way that mortgages are packaged and sold as investment these days.
Right, because you just can't walk into the bank where you got the loan originally because these things are frequently bundled and companies merge and sell them back and forth.
Exactly. Your mortgage is now very likely embedded in a mortgage-backed security. There could be dozens of investors who own it, hedge funds, pension funds, investors all over the world. And you're not going to get them to show up and work this out with you at some office down the street. The people who will have to refinance are the servicers of the mortgage, the people who send out your bill, collect your payment, and send it to investors.
This strikes me like you're trying to get a large family to agree on who's going to take
the hit, whether they ought to take a hit or not. Yeah. That's exactly right. And there's been a lot of concern about that actually the servicer might get sued by one of the investors. There is a provision in this housing mortgage bill that does give servicers some protection from that. But there are other issues that could get in the way of this working. And here's one. Mm-hmm. These servicers are actually set up to be debt collectors. And to make this plan work, these servicers are really going to have to gear up to be mortgage brokers, which means having the staff to sit down with individual homeowners, run credit checks, get home appraisals, and set up a new loan. And it's a totally different line of business, and it will take some time and effort to set up.
And it'll cost money, right?
Exactly. But that's not the biggest problem, actually. According to the people who I've talked to who are familiar with the culture of these financial institutions, the big problem is that they view taking loss as the absolute last option.
Are there any other obstacles?
Well, there is one other big one. Many people with subprime loans, particularly, actually ended up with two loans, the main loan and then a smaller piggyback, second mortgage. And the holder of that second mortgage is probably going to insist on getting some payment from the primary mortgage holder. And that really has the possibility to complicate this significantly.
NPR's John Itzty.